Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, January 6th, 2025. The NFL regular season has concluded, at least for the listeners. We are right now watching Vikings-Lions. It's kicking off as we speak. Will Reichard putting the ball in the tee. MLB, been very quiet, kind of as expected. Probably going to get a few moves every week until we start closing in on February. We got players that will want to be on teams before they start reporting to spring training. College football playoff quarterfinals, absolute madness. A lot to talk about there, and it's set up two pretty good semifinal matchups, in my opinion, which we'll also be talking about today. Of course, so many NFL games to talk about, all this stuff that we'll be talking about today. But make sure you subscribe here on YouTube. Make sure you turn on post notifications. Give us a like, comment on this video. Make sure you're following us on Instagram as well. Stay up to date with everything we've got going on. And this Wednesday, I believe we're going to post it on Wednesday, Luke's Premier League Team of the Month is going to be on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts. So we're going to do a short form version, see how that does, see if the people like it. So please let us know what you think when that video comes out, but make sure that you are paying attention to those profiles so you can see that video when it comes out on Wednesday. Otherwise, if you're listening on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars, give us a follow on there, and join the Second and Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort. Colin, how you doing? Final day of the regular season.
It's a busy day today.
Yeah, busy day. A lot of movement in draft picks. A lot of movement in the playoff picture, honestly. A lot of seeding changes that maybe people weren't anticipating. So lots to talk about there. So we'll have NFL Week 18. We'll talk a little bit of MLB. Had a couple of moves roll in. College football playoff quarterfinals. Then we'll preview the semifinal as well, because that's on Thursday and Friday this week. And then we also have the finale of bowl season, which means actually as we speak, Nathan is tabulating me and Colin's scores. So we'll see who won, I guess technically who won beer bets for the year is kind of what this conclusion is. So with that being said, Colin, are you ready to get into NFL Week 18?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll start off on Saturday, Browns 10, Ravens 35. So with this loss, the Browns lock in the second overall pick officially, and the Ravens win the division and clinch the 3 seed in the AFC. So a hard-fought AFC North, especially in the back half of the season when you had the Bengals rolling, the Steelers were kind of take a downturn here at the end, but the Ravens kept it going, held things together after some odd losses early in the year, looked amazing to end the season. Derrick Henry with a huge game, 20 carries, 138, 2 touchdowns. Got himself some incentives with that one. Lamar, 217 in the air, 2 touchdowns. He also rushed for 63 yards on 9 carries. This was a beatdown, and you probably could have predicted it when on, I think, Friday, they announced that Bailey Zappe was going to be starting for the Browns, which was a problem in itself.
Yeah, but the Ravens are going to have to keep an eye on Zay Flowers because he went down with a knee injury, and I don't know if it's been announced what happened, but he did miss the remainder of that game.
Yeah, I haven't seen any updates on Zay Flowers' injury. Let me see. I don't see any updates just yet. It says he's going to get an x-ray tomorrow.
Undergo an MRI.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll get an update soon on Zay Flowers, hopefully. But yeah, the Ravens obviously are rolling right now. Lamar looks like the MVP front runner. Things just look great right now in Baltimore. And obviously for the Browns, things don't look great, but that's also why you're picking second in the draft, which maybe will help things turn around, but probably not considering their draft history. Yeah, I don't think there's really much else to talk about here. DTR came into the game after, like, what, Zappe threw a pick. They take him out of the game, put in DTR, and then immediately take DTR out like a drive later.
Yep.
Bring right back to Zappe. Couldn't run the ball. That's kind of been the story of Cleveland all season. And, yeah, that's why they got their asses kicked. All right, the second game of the day, much more important for both teams, Bengals 19, Steelers 17. The Steelers already in the playoffs, but they needed a win to hold on to the 5 seed depending on the Chargers' performance. So Steelers end up losing. The Bengals get that much-needed win to give themselves life, but it turns out to be all for naught because the Denver Broncos end up winning, which we'll talk about later. But Bengals did all they could to hold on. You know, I saw some people talking about, like, why they put the Bengals. Like, it's unfair to the Bengals that they didn't make the playoffs, but don't lose to the Patriots at the beginning of the season. Like, I don't know what this whole argument is with the Bengals. Like, yeah, you lost games you shouldn't have lost early in the year. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, they did lose a lot of games that they shouldn't. Like, they probably should have. But early in the year, they were playing such bad football. Like, you can't really blame them.
Yeah, no. Their defense is the reason they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, there were some injuries involved as well in the defense. But, yeah, it was bad. I don't see why people are freaking out about the Bengals. Sure, Joe Burrow was awesome. So was Jamar Chase. T. Higgins certainly had his games this season. And Chase Brown was great. You know how I just didn't list any defensive players? Because Trey Hendrickson's the only one to talk about. He is. He's literally the only one worth talking about on that defense this season.
Cam Taylor-Britt had a good pick.
Yeah, yeah. He's had some good moments throughout the year. He's been a good player, but it takes a whole lot more than two players on defense to do anything.
Yeah, just look at the separation between Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, 17.5 sacks this season for Trey Hendrickson, 19 tackles for loss, second place in sacks has 5. That's crazy. He's even got pass breakups. That's crazy. Okay. So, yeah, Bengals got the win. They still don't make the playoffs, but Burrow, most likely, unless something insanely unprecedented happens in Sunday Night Football, will lead the league in passing yards this season. All right, yeah, let's move on to Sunday. Panthers 44, Falcons 38, final in overtime. Yeah, regardless of the outcome, Falcons wouldn't have made the playoffs because as we went into overtime, the Buccaneers went final with their victory over the Saints. But doesn't mean that Michael Penix and Bijan didn't try. It's just the defense sucks. Michael Penix, 21 for 38, 312, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Absolutely loved this performance from Penix. The pick was whatever, but I really liked how he looked throughout this game, finding Drake London down the field a lot, finding, you know, we had that big drive that ended with the Drake London, his first touchdown of the day, but, you know, third down, I think it was third and 10, like 30-yard pass to Ray McLeod that got us a first down and got us into the red zone. And then, like I said, Drake London gets the touchdown on that one, but 10 receptions, 187 and 2 touchdowns for Drake London to finish his season. And Bijan Robinson to finish his season, 28 carries, 170 and 2 touchdowns for him. Unbelievably good day. Michael Penix is one rush of the game, resulting in his first career rushing touchdown. I think offensively, I love what I saw. This gives me hope for the future. This makes me think, okay, if our offense is centered around Penix, Bijan, and Drake London for years to come, we are set on offense. It also showed me that there is something fundamentally wrong with the defense that we play. Like AJ Terrell was getting, like, he got body bagged by Xavier Leggett in the first quarter. That shouldn't happen. Sorry, that just should not happen. And, like, Bryce Young looked absolutely amazing. I must say, I'm still happy for him.
5 total touchdowns?
5 touchdowns in this game. 2 rushing touchdowns for Bryce Young is crazy. Absolutely insane. And like, he had one of the touchdown passes. He threw it over the middle of the field, and the guy was so wide open in the end zone that Bryce Young turned around and was looking at the the field-level camera and just goes like this. He literally turned fully around before the guy even caught the ball and did a touchdown signal. What the fuck?
That's how you know he's in flow state.
Yeah. Bro, remember when we were, 6-2, 4-0 in the division? What happened? We had to go 4-4 to finish the season from that point. Sorry, not 6-2. That would have been...
I know before this game, we were like 2-5 in the last 7.
Yeah, sorry, 6-3. And we needed to go 4-4 to finish the season. We were 4-0 in the division at the time. And we just missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's incredibly bad.
Just lost to the Panthers to miss the playoffs.
Yeah. Actually insane.
We beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
Twice.
And look, the Falcons, they have a lot of things to figure out. And we both said it when we talked to Mike. He said it as well. This team did not deserve to be in the playoffs. This is not a playoff caliber team. If we would have made it, we would have lost immediately. It still hurts to not make the playoffs, but it also is very evident that the Falcons have a lot of work to do. And like, I get that Raheem's got a lot of things to figure out, but something has to change here.
Just needs to learn how to call a timeout. That's it.
Well, yeah.
That's the biggest thing he needs to work on.
I know. And I think as a first-year head coach, sometimes you can give a guy a little bit of of leeway slack there. But
not in the NFL, bud.
I think so. I think you can. But
you're getting paid too much money to make these.
Well, that's the thing. Mistakes. He's not getting paid that much money.
He's an NFL coach. He's
making a
lot of money.
But I mean, in the grand scheme, he's not of NFL head coaches. He's not. But he's got things he's got to work on. He's a first year head coach. I get it. But the defense is a problem. Like, I think fire the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And prioritize the defense in the draft 100%. We've got our quarterback for the time being. We've got our running back room. You could add a wide receiver to this room, and it'll be great because I'm pretty sure Darnell Mooney we don't have next year. Pretty sure he's going to go to a free agency.
Better re-sign him.
Yeah, I'd love to re-sign him. He missed this game with a knee injury, I believe, which he ended the season with 992 yards, which kind of sucks. Kind of wish he would have gotten that 1,000 mark, but it's whatever. The Falcons have a lot to work on. The Panthers do as well. Obviously, their defense wasn't good either in this game. But, yeah, I think it was pretty obvious in, like, the second quarter which one of these teams was playing, like, loose. Which one of these teams looked free and was playing the game just, like, calm. And which one of these teams was scrambling to try and make a playoff.
I was about to say, the Panthers had nothing to lose.
Yeah, and it was evident that they came out and they just looked way more confident than the Falcons. All right, we can move on from that game. And go with the, Commanders. Commanders 23, Cowboys 19. Trey Lance gets the start for the Cowboys. A late decision as well. And this stopped Cooper Rush from earning a $500,000 bonus.
I'd be pissed.
I would actually lose my mind. This is just like prime Jerry Jones move.
Cooper Rush did everything he could to win your franchise ball games.
Yeah. That guy had to make 8 starts this season. That's crazy.
He played a lot better than expected.
Yeah. Yeah. Rico Dowdle finishes off his season relatively strong. 22 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown. Not a fantastic day efficiency-wise, but he did his thing. The Commanders side, Jaden Daniels played the first half and did nothing. Like, I think intentionally they were playing it really safe for him.
He got sacked 4 times, so they got him out of there.
Yeah. And handed off to Marcus Mariota. He went nuclear in the second half. He looked amazing.
Marcus Mariota is still a good quarterback.
Yeah, very much still a good quarterback. 3 touchdowns in this game, 1 on the ground, 2 in the air. Good work by Marcus Mariota. Gets them a win that, albeit didn't necessarily have to happen, but a win that was important for seeding because the next game, the Bears win 24-22 over the Packers on a walk-off 51-yard field goal. Packers fall to the 7th seed with that loss because of the Commanders' win. And the Bears, because they won, dropped to the 10th pick in the draft. They could have been picking, I believe, 6th if they would have lost this game.
I'm pretty sure that the last time they faced each other, they had a setup for a game-winning field goal as well, but that one got blocked.
Mm. I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure that was
that sounds
the
right.
Packers-Bears again.
Yeah, and I will say the Packers, Jordan Love got, he hurt his hand early in this game, pulled him out just precautionarily. Yeah, this game did come down to a missed field goal. You're right. Yeah, blocked.
Fair enough.
Good work. But yeah, Packers pulled Jordan Love relatively early in this game with a hand injury. He's going to be good to go. They've already said it. He's going to be good to go for the wild card game.
Start Malik Willis, bro.
No. But they did what they could. The Bears were trying. Like, the Bears were genuinely trying to win this game all the way through. The Packers just kind of took it easy, especially in the second half. You could tell they had taken the foot off the gas, but they lost. I don't think they're really going to care all that much.
It was really just special teams. That's the only reason they lost.
Yeah, like, and it's like...
return was the biggest part of the game.
Yes, the Packers are now going to have to face the Eagles instead of, if they would have won, they face the Buccaneers. But...
depends what kind of Jalen Hurts you're going to get. He's still coming off concussion protocol.
That is true. Which he still has not cleared. He was present at walkthroughs the other day, but he was not fully cleared from this concussion yet. So we'll have to see how that plays out as well for the Packers.
And we'll get a rematch week 1 of the season.
Yeah,
first game
of the season. It's going to be a matchup in the playoffs, which is fun. Okay. Let's move on to Texans 23, Titans 14. Titans wearing the Houston Oilers jersey. So we got the Houston Texans versus the Houston Oilers in this game. I think that's the most disrespectful thing that the Titans do. Wearing those jerseys every year when they play the Texans, at home especially, is just such a slap in the face. That should be a Texans jersey. It sucks. It sucks that they steal that from them.
Doesn't matter. They still lost. So.
Yeah, this game was ass. Absolute garbage. You know a game sucks when Dameon Pierce was probably the top performer. He decided he wanted to play football again. 92-yard touchdown.
Shit was insane.
Like, what the fuck?
But I got a lot of confidence for the first team going to the playoffs. They looked phenomenal on their first drive.
Yeah. Yeah, the first team looked good.
They played their first drive, and they said, all right, we're warm.
Yeah.
And they just said, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, like, the Titans really, like, they got this win for the morale. Like, the first drive and getting the win here helps the morale. You're still kind of a stumbling team going into the playoffs. You're definitely banged up. We know all the injuries across the offense for the Texans. But this one helps. It feels good to get this win. Mixon, obviously, early in this game, just decided I don't care about that incentive whatsoever. And just kind of slowed his roll.
This team would rather have as many healthy players
exactly.
as they could.
Exactly. Money is not, that couple hundred thousand or whatever you were going to get is not worth
it. Just think about the Super Bowl
yourself.
Bonus you would get if
yeah,
you won.
Exactly.
Just throw that out there.
Exactly. And the Titans, luckily enough, end up locking up the number one pick with this loss.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck they're going to take.
Yeah. I don't either. I think they're a prime candidate to trade down for later draft picks in this draft and future, maybe a future first round draft
pick. Who's going to trade with him?
Somebody that really wants either Travis Hunter or whoever emerges as the number one quarterback. That's who would trade with him. Because I don't think the Titans want a quarterback, and I don't know if they want to get caught up in the Travis Hunter bullshit.
Who's the true number one quarterback off the board?
I think it's Cam Ward. But I know a lot of people that aren't impressed with how he translates to the league.
We're going to have to see at the combine, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue operating on the notion that this is going to be a Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett class of quarterbacks.
Sorry, go ahead, Nathan.
Or don't. All right, fuck you then. waste our time, dude. What were you saying, Colin?
The best quarterback that's going to come out of this draft class isn't even projected to go in the first round.
And that would be?
Jackson Dart.
I do like that take. Once again, he's another guy where, like, NFL people don't love how he translates.
He looks like he's the most NFL-ready out of all quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't know. There's still some things where I have to, like, pull back and just be like, well, I got to see how people break him down.
I don't know. That bowl game really impressed me.
It did. It's also Duke. Resting a lot of, or not resting starters, but a lot of guys transferred out on that defense and offense. So I'm not going to operate too heavily on that Duke game. Did you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, I did. Who do you guys think's not going to participate in the combine of the top quarterbacks? You know, we normally
I don't
see
think
a couple
any of them can afford to.
No, they all have to.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't think any of them will, though?
You know who's not going to get an invite? DJ.
Good.
DJ will not get a combine invite.
He might to the CFL.
Yeah.
Lock. Tryout.
Lock to the CFL draft.
He might have to go to a local tryout.
Yeah.
Somewhere in wherever he's from.
He's from California.
Somewhere in California.
I don't know.
Living in dad's basement.
Maybe. Do we have anything else for Texans Titans? We had a big man touchdown. Derek Barnett, scoop and score for the Texans.
Oh, we missed that in the, what game was that?
Oh, the Ravens
the Ravens
game. Yeah, dude, that guy's 6 foot 345, 355.
He looks all of 450.
Yeah, no, that, the big X the plug just intercepted the ball in that game.
Me and Nathan were talking about, it's so funny that he caught it and he just went down because he didn't feel like running.
Yeah, and it was the worst slide I've ever seen. It was like the epitome, like if you guys have ever played baseball with a fat guy or been the fat guy playing baseball, me, you can't slide. And that's what he did. He just kind of like fell to his knees.
Like, yeah, he just like dropped to his knees.
Because yeah, you could tell he went for it. And then like this is the prototype fat guy slide. You go to slide athletically and you still end up facing forward on both knees. How does that happen?
I don't know, but it was
hilarious. It was hilarious. All right, next game. Also in the AFC South. Shut up. Jaguars 23, Colts 26 in overtime.
A game that means absolutely nothing.
Yes, it did not matter whatsoever other than for the Jaguars draft pick. And once they went into overtime, the Jaguars pretty well showed that they knew exactly what was on the line. Flacco and Jonathan Taylor went crazy in this game. Huge game for Josh Downs as well. Jonathan Taylor had 34 carries, 177 and a touchdown.
You know, when am I ever going to trust my gut and just bet on the anytime touchdown for Alec Pierce? It's like 3 weeks in a row that I've just thought about it and I never did it and he scored.
That's how it goes, man. That is how it goes. Nathan took Joe Flacco's yards, hit it in OT.
Took his, you know, over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, big day for the kickers in this matchup. Matt Gay, 4-for-5 with the game winner in overtime. What are you guys smiling about? Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ones for this one hit.
12-leg kicker bet. Yeah, both kickers here did their jobs.
They didn't even have a line for Cam Little. I was kind of pissed. He kicks too many field goals.
Yeah, he does. He kicks a lot of field goals. Mac Jones, not a horrible finish to his season. I'm sure he'll be a backup somewhere, if not in Jacksonville next year. That's really what this week was about. There's a lot of guys, including Flacco, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys just trying to cement their spot as a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's what week 18 is pretty much is for the NFL.
Joe Flacco, you had a good run. I would hang it up, man.
Yeah, I'm probably hanging it up. Even though, he played a good game.
The league's just getting too mobile.
Hang it up. We don't necessarily need any more Joe Flacco.
You can tell by the way he's, moving around in the pocket. It's getting way too mobile for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've talked about this. The edge rushers are too athletic. All right. Next game. Bills 16, Patriots 23. One of the eventful games news-wise after the game, too. But Josh Allen played the first snap, then got pulled. As most people expected, he would either play the first drive, first play, whatever. Extends his consecutive start streak to 105 games.
That's why you always bet the under on the starters in week 18.
Yeah, Josh Allen, pretty obvious one there that he was going to get benched early on. And then they bring in Trubisky for most of the game. I think at some point they brought in Mike White as well. And Drake May exited the game after he got sacked on third down on their first drive. I don't think I saw anything about him getting injured. I think they just wanted to take him out of the game. Not really sure what happened. I think they just wanted to get a look at Joe Milton maybe, but they brought in Joe Milton and he had an unreal day.
Looked pretty damn good to me.
He started off the game 9-for-9 with a touchdown. It was crazy. Ended his day 22-for-29, 241 and a touchdown. No picks, no sacks. Insanely good day for Joe Milton.
And you can really tell he's toned down the speed on his passing.
Yeah, yeah, he's figured that out.
He's making it a little easier for the receivers to catch the ball.
Yeah. He did a great job in this game. I was very surprised.
Usually Joe Milton, when you think of a quarterback, you're thinking a lot of yards, a lot of incompletions.
It's pretty much just Jameis.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
This was just a perfect NFL quarterback performance.
Yeah, and certainly Patriots fans might have been mad about it, honestly, because this win lost them the first overall pick and put them all the way down to 4. Mm. So now they're going to pick 4th.
Honestly, 4 is not a horrible spot.
No, I don't think it is either, especially with the draft they're going to have, because they're obviously not going quarterback.
Listen, unless there is a draft where there is an obvious choice for an a freak athlete that will not be a bust in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't want number 1 pick.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Unless there is like a Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Some of those guys that were just like...
Unless you're telling me there's a guy named Ray Lewis 2.0 coming out of the draft, I don't want number 1.
Yeah, exactly. And Drake May will be fine, so you don't even need to get a quarterback. Obviously, it's not a good quarterback class, but the Patriots will get whatever they'd like or whatever they need. It doesn't matter. But before the 4 o'clock games even went to halftime, Jerod Mayo had been fired. Yeah. Which is, okay, I've seen a lot of people saying he didn't get enough time, blah, 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 whatever. It was pretty evident it wasn't just because this team was not good. He was a bad coach. Bad coach. And also, I think you're given much less slack when you're a coach in waiting versus being an outside hire. Because an outside hire means that they put you up against all these different guys that they interviewed, and they decided, we're going to take a shot on this guy we know necessarily nothing about for the most part. Whereas Jerod Mayo has been with this organization as a player and as a coach for a number of years.
J-Mo. Sorry, keep going. I just figured Nathan was showing us something.
Yeah. Is this a touchdown or just a big gain?
Oh, the next play is going to be a big one.
Is it to Tim Patrick?
You dumb motherfucker.
I almost took his anytime touchdown. Oh, I took his receiving yards.
Damn, Gibbs.
Yeah, I took...
Wait, what's the celly?
I took a really weird line for Jahmyr Gibbs, which is...
Hey. Oh,
what is he doing? Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, I took a weird line on Jahmyr Gibbs, which is longest catch over 14 and a half yards. I don't know how that's going to go. I thought it was funny.
He's got one for six right now.
I thought it was funny.
You say he took yards for Patrick or anytime touchdown?
Yards for Patrick, 18 and a half.
He's already at seven.
We're getting somewhere. Yeah.
But also, Gibbs already has seven attempts in the first quarter. So.
Damn. Okay, yeah. What I was saying about Jerod Mayo. Because he was a coach in waiting, he gets less slack. And when you win four games after being, you know, the inheriting this team, not even really earning this team, inheriting this team, I don't see why they should have given him time. He should have been able to do something better, and he should have been a better coach. Because it was pretty clear that he's probably not going to get better, at least now, and they need it now. All right, let's move on. Giants 13, Eagles 20. Tanner McKee was awesome in this game.
He's been good.
He's really good. Kenny Pickett was still banged up. Jalen Hurts still on concussion protocol, so Tanner McKee's your only option. 27 for 41, 269, two touchdowns, no picks.
Hear me out. Kenny Pickett might be out of a job.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, Will Shipley's ass. We know.
Yeah, I thought they moved on from him. I thought some other guy was balling out. He has three names.
Kenneth Gainwell also ass. 11 carries, 14
yards. He's only ass when Saquon's not playing.
Well, that makes sense. Because his only snaps are when Saquon's tired, which means that Saquon just beat the shit out of the defense.
Yeah. You know, he just wants to pop in there, take some yards away. Maybe
gotta get your boy on oxygen.
Away.
Longest run of the day for the Eagles, 7 yards. From Will Shipley.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Tanner McKee threw it 41 times.
Yeah, I know. Tanner McKee was doing his thing. Giants did exactly what they needed to do in this game, which was lose. Drew Lock looked like shit. There you go. Tyrone Tracy did fine. Malik Nabers set a record for about 2 hours until Brock Bowers took it from. Yeah, I know. Drew Lock, he passed the ball fine. He just didn't do anything. He knew what he needed.
Never would I thought week 18 you'd get a matchup between Drew Lock and Tanner.
I couldn't.
Tanner McKee.
I feel like it kind of makes sense, considering I probably. Yeah, that's true. The third string doesn't make sense.
But I just. My bad. Let me change this.
Two names you wouldn't expect.
That's two
to hear
names
at all.
I never want to hear again as an NFL matchup.
That is fair. That's fair. Unless Tanner McKee decides to do something.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear Drew Lock.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm pretty much done with Drew Lock. Malik Nabers got like six receptions and a touchdown in this game. It put him at 108. Receptions on the season, which set the rookie receptions record. And then in the second half of the Raiders game, Brock Bowers broke the record.
Is that when he got his first catch? Because I know
yes. Yeah, he got no receptions in the first half and then broke the record in the second half. Wando Robinson had 10 catches in this game, which is crazy, with a long of nine. 10 catches long of nine is crazy. All right, yeah, we can move on from this game. Saints 19, Buccaneers 27. Saints had a lead in this one for a while. And just played an atrocious second half. Like, such a bad second half. They looked so good.
They couldn't convert in the red zone.
No.
It was pissing me off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
They would drive all the way down the field. They would look so good. And then they get past the 30, I'll call it the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
They looked like they didn't know how to play football.
Yeah, well, that's because Spencer Rattler doesn't. And you don't have Alvin Kamara either.
Or Chris
or Olave. Even Kendre Miller at that point. Like, the Saints are awful.
I was just like, they beat you by eight.
Yeah.
You could have won this game.
And if you played some great defense on the final play of the game, maybe you pick six and win it out of nowhere. Or tie it up, at least.
Could you imagine if...
oh, my God.
If Mike Evans would have caught it, fumbled, the Saints take it to the house, convert... The two-point conversion, we're going to OT.
That would have been crazy. But the Buccaneers get the win, clinch the division. I don't know what
is that what you were showing us?
But Mike Evans was at 8 receptions for 80 yards when the Bucs got the ball back with 36 seconds and the lead. They decide to run a play instead of kneeling out the clock, risking a pass play to get Mike Evans his 5 more yards to earn a total of $3 million in this game off of incentives. He gets 9 yards on the reception, securing the incentive and his 12th straight 1,000-yard season dating back to college. Oh, my God. How many yards was that? 17-yard sack of Sam Darnold puts the Vikings on the 3-yard line. What down is it? Second down?
I thought that was going to be a fuck it, Jordan Addison's down there somewhere moment.
I thought Darnold was going to like try and throw as he was going down and like throw it backwards into the end zone. They jump on it.
I saw the play action. I was like, oh, shit. I got antsy.
Yeah, but Mike Evans, lock for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's still got a couple more years in him, I think.
Mike Evans is what everyone thought DeAndre Hopkins was going to be.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Sorry.
Nah. Hey, say it with your chest, man. I'm not going to deny it. I think Mike Evans is a fucking animal. All right. Yeah, we'll move on into the 4 o'clock games. Chiefs 0, Broncos 38.
Fuck yeah.
Carson Wentz could not catch a break.
No, I'll tell you this. He got the call. He was like, okay, if we lose, the Bengals are out of the playoffs. Got it. Yeah. We're not scoring a point.
Yeah, no, he did his job here. But, you know, if you're Carson Wentz, you probably wish you did a little bit more since you're trying to earn a backup job somewhere.
He's had his chances. He's done.
That's true. But he had no fucking run game either. Literally nothing. Like, nobody was trying to help him out. And it was pretty obvious. Denver came into this game knowing the Chiefs are not going to try. Like, if Nathan, can you pull up the tweet that the Chiefs had of their inactives before this game? It's every name you could ever name on the Chiefs.
Like, literally no one that mattered played.
No. Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes,
I saw Juju.
Yeah.
Juju out there.
He got out there. I think Worthy sat out. Pacheco sat out. I think he's hurt.
But they're going for the
again, maybe.
Three-peat.
Yeah, I know. They're going for the three-peat, 100%. Yeah, here we go. Here's the inactives. Karloftis, Juwan Taylor, Trent McDuffie. Just everybody. Is it split up by that ad? Is there more? Oh, okay. But I think
everybody,
it was. That was everybody you could think of.
No, oh, Zach Wilson. Oh, no.
Yeah, nobody was really sitting out for the Broncos. And the Broncos, they knew exactly what they needed to do, which was just kick the shit out of the Chiefs. And they gave themselves some good momentum heading into the playoffs. I'll say that. Bo Nix very much looked ready, I'll say. Yeah, the Broncos ran 72 plays to the Chiefs 33. And the Chiefs didn't even break 100 total yards.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Broncos almost had 500.
Bro, I don't even know who the fuck the Chiefs' leading receiver is.
Yeah, I've never heard that guy. Remigio? Yeah, Nico Remigio.
Rookie from Fresno State.
Nice. This season, he had 0 receptions. Yeah, he had his first receptions this season. Oh, Nathan's older than this guy. Yeah. What? No, I'm saying, this game. His first reception of the season.
He probably got activated from the practice squad to play in this game.
Probably.
He's like, hey, man, you've been trying really hard at practice. We're going to give you a shot.
Yeah. I feel like he's probably been on practice squads for a couple years, but this is his first year like actually getting onto an active roster, so it's his first season of experience. It's hard to be a 25-year-old rookie. Michael Penix is not that old. He's old. He's not that old. I don't even know if he's 25 yet. I think he's 24. Bang. Fuck you. Still got a little while. He's like almost a whole year. It's like almost a whole year. He wasn't. No. He was undrafted. He went to Mater Dei, though, in California. Big school. All right. Enough of Nico Remigio.
They really
said Cortland Sutton wanted his incentives bad. He got him, in case anybody was wondering. He went crazy. Devon Velley made one of the weirdest touchdown catches of all time.
Yeah, that was weird as fuck.
Like, tipped up twice at the back of the end zone. Velley just kind of dives in and catches it. Chiefs player kind of, like, it first gets tipped, still in the air. Chiefs player, it kind of gets tipped off of his arm first. And then the next Chiefs player tries to catch it, and ends up tipping it higher up in the air. Devon Vella just like falls down and catches it for a touchdown. It was crazy. Marvin Mims also 2 touchdowns in this game. The Broncos are riding high. Defense looked good too. They ran out the starters for most of the game on defense. Broncos look awesome heading into the playoffs. Chargers 34, Raiders 20. What are you guys doing? What?
What?
You guys just keep looking at each other and looking at your phones. I was just confused. I feel like I'm out of the loop here.
No, we're chilling.
Okay. Yeah, Herbert looked outstanding. I think if Herbert would have had a bigger start of the season, like if he wasn't banged up to start the year, he'd probably be in the MVP conversation.
Probably.
He's been unbelievable. He's only turned the ball over, I think, I know he's only thrown 3 interceptions this season. 28 for 36, 346, 2 touchdowns. Got sacked 1 time.
Well, I think this game made it 8 straight road games without a turnover.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 straight games on the road without a turnover this season. That's just this season, which is crazy. The Raiders, they kind of tried.
What happened? What the fuck happened to their run game? I thought like for 3 weeks straight they had
run
games.
Well, it's because Alexander Mattison came back.
Mm. Yeah, so maybe get rid of him.
No Sincere McCormick, no Amir Abdullah.
Maybe get rid of him.
I think it's safe to say Alexander Mattison.
We saw what happened in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you keep giving him chances?
Yeah. J.K. Dobbins looked like he almost got hurt. I think they ended up taking him out of the game for a little bit, but I think he ended up coming back. So I think he's fine. His incentive was 56. He got it. 63.
I'm just sad they called that touchdown back for Darius Davis.
Yeah. That was such a great play.
Yeah.
But it was a hold.
I took that line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Quentin Johnston. What the fuck? What? Why? He had 9 receptions for 117 in the first half. Finished the game 13 receptions, 186, and he didn't get a touchdown. But a hell of a day for him. 14 targets, 13 receptions is unheard of for Quentin Johnston. Ladd had a pretty good day, 5 receptions, 95. He had a touchdown for Disley, a touchdown for Chark. The Chargers going to win and help out their playoff seeding as well. The Raiders lost in this game. Well, first of all, Jacoby Myers had a great game. Got him to his first 1,000-yard season of his career. But the Raiders' loss gets them the 6th overall pick. So we'll see what they do with that. Might go quarterback. I think they're one of the teams that'll be looking for a quarterback in free agency or the trade market. I don't think they're a team that's in a position to be drafting quarterback, especially with how bad this class is and how many options there will be.
They could probably get
guys already in the league.
They could probably get like draft one late.
Yeah. I would go for a late round one.
Like you could try to go after, say, maybe someone like Carson Beck.
Maybe, but I even mean like I think in like the 3rd round, like a guy like Dylan Gabriel, nobody really wants him. He's not going to get a lot of early round attention. But he might be a guy that if you do go out and get somebody in free agency, you throw a 4th rounder, a 5th rounder at Dylan Gabriel, and if he has to start, if he has to play, he plays. If it does well, great. We found a diamond in the rough. If not, fuck it. We gave him a chance. I think that's where I'm seeing Dylan Gabriel, and I could see the Raiders doing that. Shout out to the Chargers. Good win. We'll see what the Raiders do in the draft. Next game, Seahawks 30, Rams 25. I still don't know what the Rams were thinking, not playing the starters here. If you win this game, you end up facing the Commanders. Instead, you lose. Now you're going to face the loser of Lions-Vikings. That's just a boneheaded decision in my eyes. Blake Corum also fractured his forearm in this game, so he'll be missing the playoffs. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell happened here. Jimmy Garoppolo played fine, just not good enough, and the Seahawks kind of tried. Like, for real? I don't know if the Rams were expecting that.
Everyone was still fighting for incentives.
Yeah, exactly. Might have seen Tyler Lockett's last game of his career, is what people are saying.
Never really thought about that. He is kind of old.
Yeah. Nathan, can we see Tyler Lockett's age? I want to say he's like 32.
He's definitely 32.
Oh, wow. What a guess by me. Yeah, and he's obviously gotten banged up in his career. We know what he's done to avoid that.
Wait, what? Is there some kind of trick play there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jay has ended nothing, which is super weird.
He was getting locked down.
Yeah. Two receptions, 0 yards,
they
just one point.
They
crazy.
Kept trying to run screen passes.
That's funny as hell. Three receptions for two. Nice. Noah Fant, DK, AJ Barner all get touchdowns.
AJ Barner.
Either way, Jake Bobo got himself a touchdown as well. Shout out. Need some love for the white boys in non-traditionally white positions because Riley Moss kind of fucked us up for a couple weeks. Yeah, yeah. Riley Moss did set us back at the cornerback position for a while. Cooper is going to start getting some dirty looks. I'll say that. Dolphins 20, Jets 32. Rodgers, fantastic potential last game of his career. Puts him in the 500 touchdown club, 503 all in his career now with the 4 touchdowns in this game. Fifth QB ever to eclipse 500. He joins Brady, Breeze, Peyton, and Favre. That's it. And then Rodgers. That's it's pretty big. Obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback. But yeah, might have been the final game of his career, depending on, you know, obviously his decisions. And then, like he said in his post-game interview on the field, he was very honest, which I think everybody can appreciate, where he was like, I'm not going to waste anybody's time here. He said, I'm going to go home to the West Coast, figure myself out, see where I'm at, talk with the Jets front office, see where they're at. Because, look, the Jets are about to hire a new GM and a new head coach.
Might as well clean house.
Yeah, they're probably going to clean house. And if Rodgers gets cut, is it worth him trying to go out and get another job? I don't think so. I think at this point, you know, look, you came off an Achilles injury. You had a crazy recovery. It's amazing that he even came back from it at 40 years old. To come back from an Achilles injury is crazy. To play this full season and have some moments where he looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers is big enough, I think. I think you can go ahead and hang it up. Your legacy is cemented.
Mainly because you tried to get your best wide receiver killed.
Yeah, yeah, he did try to kill Davante Adams on that ridiculous, like, so what? They ended up tossing the ball, what, 4 times?
Just between each other.
Yeah. It was the weirdest play. Davante did have 6 receptions, 88 yards, and a touchdown, but
also,
super weird.
Is this the last game for Tyreek Hill as a Dolphin?
Could be. It could be. You never know. The Dolphins are in a weird position going into this offseason. They obviously didn't make the playoffs now. About halfway through the fourth quarter there is when the Broncos game went final, so the Dolphins couldn't make it. Yeah, I don't know what the Dolphins are going to do, personally. I think there's some decisions to be made about that franchise. I'll say that.
And it's going to get interesting.
I think we go into next season with Mike McDaniel on the hot seat. I just, 8-9's not going to cut it. 3-6 on the road. I know you've dealt with injuries.
Fuck it, Jordan.
He's down there somewhere. It's not right there.
Terry Arnold in coverage.
I know the Dolphins have dealt with a lot of injuries, especially with Tua.
I feel like something's about to happen.
Something needs to happen in Miami. But yes, Nathan is showing us the screen on 3rd and 10 here. I'm hoping it's something that helps Darnold get passing yards. Free play? What happened there? That is passing yards, for sure. Did he stay up? Oh, I thought he was about to stay up and get a touchdown.
Oh, he did the
nice. Hell yeah.
The little rascals.
So yeah, with this, the win for the Jets, they end up getting the 7th pick in the draft, which maybe they need to start thinking quarterback as well. I think they're going to go out free agency.
Nah, man, you got Jordan Travis.
I would love for them to ride it out with Jordan Travis.
Give him a shot.
I want them to. I don't think they will.
At least preseason next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see him
like,
in preseason.
I would start him game 1 preseason.
Yeah. Okay. Next game. Final game before Sunday Night Football. 49ers 24, Cardinals 47. Absolutely running it up. A Tony Jones Jr. touchdown at the very end. A 46-yarder. He made it look damn easy, too. Gets them a 47-24 win. Trey McBride finds the end zone 2 consecutive weeks. The 2 games.
Would you look at that?
2 weeks this year where it did not matter for Collins' fantasy team.
Would you look at that?
A touchdown. He did it. Greg Dortch, 2 touchdown game as well.
85. Good shit.
Yeah. Shout out, Trey. What a season by Trey McBride. What did you say? Oh, yeah. Kyler didn't run like
his rushing line.
Yeah. He needed 50 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown.
He didn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He wanted to beat the 49ers, go home, play COD.
They already overpay him enough.
He's so excited because the CDL is coming back and his season's done.
Yeah. The 49ers kind of tried with what they had.
They had
Josh Dobbs, Patrick Taylor.
Well, I do know Juwan Jennings and Sean, was it Murphy Bunting, got ejected.
Yeah. Yeah. So what he did have dwindled.
And what it took like Juwan Jennings like 7 to 10 minutes just to leave the field.
And that's funny as fuck. Nice. I wish that Juwan Jennings was in this game because I do love the fact that Josh Dobbs and Juwan Jennings are back together.
Yeah. Listen, Juwan Jennings might find like a starting spot somewhere else that like really needs wide receiver. He's shown that he can be wide receiver two material.
I agree. I think he can. This is just obviously not the team because next year Debo and Ayuk are going to come back healthy and then all of a sudden he's right back where he was.
Debo pisses me off so much.
Yeah.
Like, man, do you want to be a wide receiver? Do you want to be a fucking running back? Fucking decide.
Yeah, I think that's also a Shanahan problem.
You're not Spencer James.
I think that's a bit of a Shanahan problem. He likes to get creative with that shit. And it obviously isn't working. 6-11 doesn't work. You got the 11th pick.
I know Juszczyk had a good day.
Yeah. If I'm the 49ers, whoever the best offensive lineman is at number 11 is going to be mine.
Probably... Probably one of the dudes from Michigan, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Or no, it's that dude from Texas.
Oh.
Banks Jr. I think it's like Kelvin Banks or something like that.
Yeah,
that
sounds right.
He's that big motherfucker from Texas.
We'll start talking draft in a couple of weeks.
Grayson, not yet, man.
A couple of weeks.
We're going to be talking here for like 4 hours every time.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said a couple of weeks. I think the way we'll do this, because I was talking to Nathan about this as well. I think we're going to do a little two-week hiatus, a little like the week after the Super Bowl. We'll start. We'll go two-week hiatus.
No pod?
No pod. We might pre-record some stuff, maybe do some smaller content to put out during that time, but no pods for 2 weeks. And then we're hitting the ground running on draft.
I was about to say, worst comes to worst, we could just pop into Discord for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. We'll take it easy because there's not going to be anything to talk about in the MLB. It's going to be all just team, like players reporting to spring training. Spring training games won't even have started. And nothing going on in the NFL, nothing to talk about in college football. Like, it will literally be a dead period. And I'm thinking maybe we either shorten up the pods to like nothing for like a couple weeks, or we just like do some short form content videos during that time and put them out. That's my thought. I don't know why we're doing this in the middle of the NFL segment, but yeah.
What if we do a draft combine and post one each week of that? Or like every couple days?
I'm low key down.
I'd be down for a little combine action.
You guys can put me through the NFL
still
combine.
It's cold, man.
It'll be fine by then.
Mid-February is going to be cold.
It'll feel nice.
Does Colin need to get ready for the NFL Combine? Is that what I'm hearing?
Y'all better start training.
Listen, I got
How the fuck does a three-cone drill work?
Do some research,
there's
buddy.
No way.
I just want to know.
Listen, I got cleats for a reason. That's during that soccer video. I got to use them.
Mine are football cleats.
So are mine.
Yeah.
We got a place to do a 40. We can do a three-cone.
I'm just letting y'all know right now.
I'm terrified.
Should we do it as like,
if you want to know what this is going to look like, go back and watch the Barstool Combine from back in the day.
I was gonna,
Dave Portnoy running in that video is the funniest thing. That's what me and Colin will look.
I was going to say watch Michael Pierce's pick.
We need to figure out which position we're going for, and we should just copy that. Huh?
Offensive line.
Don't they have to do a pass drill? Or no, it's D-line. I think it does. D-line. They have to drop into coverage and try to make a pass, and I think it's the funniest thing.
It's edge rushers.
I think
because
it's the
they're technically
thing.
Outside linebackers. Yeah.
But all of like half of them can't catch.
No.
And it's hilarious.
I'm going to the combine as a kicker.
There is no combine for kickers. They just try out.
Exactly.
All right.
No combine for me.
Oh yeah, you still got to get measured.
Oh no. Wait, what you mean by that?
Colin Grant.
Next.
5'5", 110.
Damn, that's fucked.
Don't you appreciate the 110?
No, not if it's 5'1".
Wow,
5 foot.
That's pretty good.
5 foot, 110.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fucked.
That's like about what I was as a freshman in high school. Almost to the D.
I hope you're lying, bro.
I was like, I think I was 5'2", 115.
Jesus, dude. I was like 5'.
I was a twig, bro.
I was 5'9".
For anyone who doesn't know, Grayson passed me in height while I was in middle school and he was in elementary school. Yeah.
Yeah. Grayson was short stacked for a while.
No.
No.
I was short because I was a small child.
You were tall for a while.
Yeah,
for
you
a
were.
I grew
Colin
early.
Was the tallest yeah. one.
I grew early.
What bro. Happened?
My growth plates fucked up since birth.
That's a good point.
Since birth.
Since birth.
That's when he knew he didn't have motion.
Wait, just see him go through his Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
That shit was so
funny. Hilarious. Okay, back to the football. Vikings, Lions. What's happening?
Nah, I think this podcast just needs to go away from sports. Let's just talk life.
Nah. Something happened.
Tutty?
Maybe. No.
Incomplete?
Incomplete pass.
Who's it to?
What is Jared Goff doing there?
Oh, wait, is that was that a sack?
Safety? Nathan, please just tell us what it says.
It is the Lions ball, so I guess can't be a touchdown.
No.
I think they called it an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I don't know. Just...
But also, did the Vikings go for it? Did they turn it over?
Huh. Oh.
And nothing worked.
Wow.
Why would you not take the points early?
I don't know. Definitely a deflect. Oh, wait. His teammate deflected it. They were trying to ask if it was grounding. Yeah. Clutch ass first down right
Hold
there.
On.
Okay. Yeah, what do the numbers look like?
Jahmyr Gibbs is running a lot, so
yeah. Oh, there's another.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm sorry, bro, but he's already at 10.
10 yeah. carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown for Gibbs.
What was that? Jared Goff's 9 for 11?
66 yards.
Oh, I hate those two numbers together.
Yeah, and this episode coming out on January 6th. Is Inauguration Day tomorrow? Or is that on the 11th? 20th?
Don't make me start gulping.
No. We abolished gulping. We left that shit in 2024, bro. Gulp. You got to pay the gulp tax.
What's
We're gonna get.
What you mean by
jar.
That?
You got to put a coin in the gulp jar every time you gulp on the podcast.
Scroll down for me one time, then.
Sam Darnold, 7-for-14, 71 yards.
I hate you so much. There we go. That's better. Yes.
Amon Ra, come on, baby. I need a little more.
You need fucking everybody.
Yeah, I know. Amon Ra, Tim Patrick, Jahmyr. Jahmyr, wait, what? What happened to the... How did he lose 8 yards on a pass?
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Must have been a broken screenplay, or Jared Goff tossed it in front of him, and he tried to run it.
I'm regretting not just taking his all-purpose yards. I think it was, like, something ridiculous. anybody in the receiving game for the Vikings doing anything crazy?
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, 2 receptions, 37, along with 31 for Jettas. All right, well, we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on. Josh Oliver already hit the over for himself with 13.
Where the fuck's Johnny Munt? Get him
Facts.
In the game.
Let's get Munting, Vikings. Come on, guys.
We're off to
Munt. With a sack. Jonathan Grenard with a sack.
Man, that's a lot of sacks already. Is that two sacks?
Yeah, one from each team. Oh, Za'Darius Smith, a sack short of a $250,000 incentive.
You know, I thought this game was going to be a lot better. You guys are playing for a fucking division. Let's start scoring.
Yeah.
Let's see some action.
Half a sack for Cashman. He'll get two.
Cashman points. Better cash out. Let's go.
Thanks.
He better cash out before I crash out.
Okay. Enough of that. Let's talk about the MLB.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
won't
yeah.
take long. The Orioles signed Charlie Morton. That's how you know how boring the offseason has been. That's where we're starting. Charlie Morton, 1 year, $15 million deal.
Wait, what just happened?
I don't know. A turnover of sorts, I would assume.
Fumble?
Let's
Pick.
See.
Got him.
And he immediately falls down. So that's a pick.
Bundle Ruski.
Ivan Pace, interception. Deep in Lions territory.
Bundle Ruski.
All right. That's enough. It's enough out of you, Big Red. That's Andy Reid's nickname. And you're ginger. All right. Charlie Morton, what do we think about this deal for the Orioles?
Orioles overpaid?
Yep.
I'm sad to see him go, though.
Yeah.
He did so much for the Braves.
Exactly.
Oh, that's such a horrible pass. Throw it over the middle, you dumb fuck. Sorry.
Good pass.
Yeah, though. Charlie Morton, thank you.
Yeah,
for everything you did. You helped us win a fucking World Series.
Yeah.
Also, I did see, you probably saw it too. We only have 5 people on our active roster that were a part of the 2021 series.
Yeah, I saw it. Not happy about that.
Which is like, fuck
it. And as soon as I saw that, I said, I have to go to the comments because I know the top comment is going to be, what about Acuña?
He wasn't on the roster.
I know, but I knew that was going to be the case. It was. Top comment. Where's Acuña?
That's how you know you don't know ball.
Exactly. You were not here in 2020. If you weren't here in 2021 of all years, why the fuck are you still rooting now?
Yeah. Yo, come on.
Darnold. In zone? No. Nope. Oh, out the back.
So that's what, six straight passing plays in the red zone?
Yeah.
You don't want to run it one time?
Nah.
Now you can't.
Nope. Doesn't matter to me anymore. Aaron Jones.
You think Darnold's a little nervous after getting the game ball last week?
If I was Darnold, I would be nervous about every single game I play ever.
Kevin O'Connell was like hyping him up and everything. It's like, this dude's the best quarterback in the fucking NFL right now.
Nah. And don't say that, coach.
Coach is like, stop. He's like, stop.
Yeah. So, Charlie Morton, I think that deal sucks. I think it doesn't really do anything for the Orioles. Yeah, you get a veteran starter, but meh. Oh, what? Oh! He got his arm hit on the throw. Damn.
Yeah, how are you going to give up Corbin Burns for Charlie Morton?
Yeah, and they're still going to be in the market for more pitching.
They need to.
The problem is that the top of the market doesn't really fit. I don't think they're giving Jack Flaherty another chance. When they traded for him a couple years ago, he sucked. You're not going to go out and trade for Luis Castillo. He costs too much money. You're not going to go out and trade for Dylan Cease because he's just going to leave at the end of the year, and then you've just Corbin Burns yourself again. So those top guys don't make sense. So they're going to have to settle for worse but higher volume, I guess. And my God, that was close.
You know who they should go out and get? And I don't know if he's like a free agent anytime soon. Chris Bassitt.
Believe the Mets re-signed him this offseason. I could be wrong. Was he with the Mets? Or he
went from
Blue
the Mets
Jays?
To the Blue Jays.
He might still be a Blue Jay, Chris Bassitt. Speaking of the Blue Jays, they offered Anthony Santander a contract.
He's not going to the Blue Jays.
I don't know. It's really the only team I've seen too much interest
also,
in.
Also, is Vlad leaving or is Pete Alonso just going to stay a Met?
We'll talk about Pete Alonso. First, I want to talk about the Dodgers signing KBO infielder Hye-Seong Kim. Luke texted me about this and goes, Kim to the Dodgers.
Come on, man. You can't say
that. He could have said Seong Kim to the Dodgers, and I still wouldn't have got it. He could have said infielder Kim to the Dodgers. I still wouldn't have got it because there is a Hye-Seong Kim and a Hye-Seong Kim, both Korean infielders. Hye-Seong Kim, who's just now leaving the KBO, signed with the Dodgers 3 years, $12.5 million. Absolute robbery for them to get him. Funny thing, the Angels offered more money. Still went to the Dodgers. He obviously watched how Shohei Ohtani's career has gone.
He also watches baseball and knows who's going to fucking win or be in the playoffs every year.
Exactly. I think he's like 23 years old as well, so he's got plenty of time.
Angels, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Angels.
Exactly. So I can't decide. Does this, because he can play anywhere in the middle infield, do you just get rid of Gavin Lux, or do you just immediately move Mookie back to the outfield?
I'd probably just move Mookie back to the outfield.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. Chris Bassitt is still a Blue Jay. For how many years? Final year? Gotcha. Okay. I'd like that pick. I think he's going to be an Oriole at some point. He seems like it.
That or go back out, like go get Kevin Gausman back. He's shown that he's grown as a starter.
Yeah.
And his pitch, like,
that would
mix.
Take a lot.
I don't know.
I think that would take a lot.
Maybe a down year this year, and it won't take as much.
Maybe. Tigers and Blue Jays, current favorites for Bregman.
He'll probably go to the Tigers, like you were saying.
Yeah. I've been sticking to the Tigers all offseason for him, just because everything kind of makes sense there.
Who even is the Blue Jays third baseman?
Depending on what they do this offseason, it might end up being Vlad. Otherwise,
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I don't even know.
You said Vlad playing third base?
Yeah. It might happen again.
Might as well put David Ortiz over there.
I know. He sucks at it.
He already shows you that he doesn't want to run the bases.
He's getting better.
What makes you think he wants to play the hot corner?
No, Vlad's getting better about that. But they still should trade him, I think. Yeah, I don't know who's necessarily going to be playing third, so Bregman wouldn't be a bad idea. I think, to me, the Blue Jays training for Arenado seems like a good idea to me. But you would mention Pete Alonso. The Angels are considering pursuing Pete Alonso. Yeah.
Ron Washington, why would you get that dumb fuck?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Fuck you.
Do it again. Fuck you.
Yeah, facts. Fuck Pete Alonso. Go win a home run derby or something, loser. Couldn't even do that this year. You let Teoscar Hernandez win.
Yeah, you fucking bum.
Yeah. What are we doing?
You let Tyler Matzik put his nuts in your mouth.
Facts. Fuck Pete Alonso. I hope he signs for the... I was trying to think of a Chinese team. I couldn't. Yeah, the Yamahiri Giants, Japanese team.
The Hobgood Reds.
That's not a team. Yeah. Cherokee Reds.
No, I'm thinking of fall ball. Hobgood Reds.
All right. I don't think I've ever seen the Reds of Hobgood.
Just wait.
All right. Cool.
Pete Alonso's dad's going to start it.
Pete Alonso's from Plant, Florida.
Hmm?
He's from Plant, Florida. Yeah. Tampa area, Plant High School.
What's wrong with Georgia? It's nice we're going to get snow next week.
Don't say, stop saying that. It's not going to happen.
Grayson, at this point, I don't think Grayson wants it to happen.
I want it to snow, but I can't think it's going to snow and it not happen. I'm tired of it. I've been doing it for years now. It didn't even snow at all last year.
Oh, good block.
I thought you were about to say good boy.
That's probably what Jared Goff said to Jameer on the way up.
In case anybody's been wondering, we've been doing that a lot.
We've been
doing a lot of good boy.
Look, Megan will say it. Nathan's just like... can they still hear me with that?
I'm sure they can.
Okay, I won't say that.
Just don't.
I don't want to get Nathan canceled.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's...
To be clear, I don't say anything crazy, okay. And if I do, I don't act on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a funny joke.
It's not something I should say.
It's funny because I don't actually do it.
Yeah, but we
it
don't
would
have
not
to
be
say
funny if I was no doing that.
Exactly. Mm. Good joke. Funny stuff. Okay. Moving on from the MLB. College football playoff quarterfinals. Nathan is sweating out a basketball bet over there, I can tell.
Does he just have Gamecast pulled
Yeah,
up?
I see the Gamecast, and I just saw the Rockets logo.
See, Nathan, now you know why I just keep checking my phone.
Jameer Gibbs is so good. Can you pull up the college football playoff quarterfinal games, please? We're starting off number 6, Penn State 31, number 3, Boise State 14. Couldn't have thought it went any other way.
Also, I don't know if I did this. I might have. I can't remember.
I think you were really close on what? This prediction. I know one thing you weren't right about, though. Nathan, can you pull up the quotes on that notepad? Thank you. Go ahead and say that one in the mic that I'm already talking about.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Mets.
In case anyone was listening last week, Colin said some outlandish things, and I decided to type them up just so that we could reference them today.
Maddox, thanks for proving me wrong, brother.
Like the fact that Maddox Madsen will not complete over 15 passes.
23 for 35 for Maddox Madsen. 304. He threw three picks, but 304.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy he proved me wrong.
Okay. And lost. Also, if anybody tries to tell me that Ashton Jeanty got stopped in this game...
He had one run where it was a...
You're fucking wrong.
Where he only got tackled by one person.
Yeah.
Every other time was three or four dudes.
No. Yeah, they cheap-shotted him on a play. Like, Ashton Jeanty did not get stopped.
He was still breaking tackles left and right, bruh.
Yeah. There was, yeah. I think, I'm sure you guys know what run I'm talking about, where he broke, like, five tackles.
Yeah.
Like, it literally took, like, he got through the defensive line, then he got through all the linebackers, and then it came down to, like, the safeties were, like, trying to drag him, and they finally got him down.
Well, there was also that screen pass that he did, and he broke, like, four tackles, and it took both safeties to get him down. I'm just like...
Just because you kept him out of the end zone does not mean he got stopped. And also, the only reason Tyler Crow even scored a touchdown, the fullback, is... Because they used Jeanty as the decoy. Yeah, exactly. On Penn State side, they kind of did exactly what I thought they would. Drew Aller did fine, but Catron and Nicholas Singleton went nuclear. They looked amazing, just like I thought they would. They're just too physical of running backs for this Boise State defense. And I said it, too. When they start running the ball well, Drew Aller's just going to punch them in the passing game. He's good enough to do so, and he did. He threw three touchdowns.
Penn State really showed something.
Yeah, Tyler Warren was awesome in this game. Yeah. I still don't know if Penn State necessarily has what it takes in the receiving game to win a national championship.
I was going to wait until we started talking about this team. But they're my favorite to win the whole thing.
They're fun.
Put it down.
They're fun.
Penn State's like my favorite.
I love the defense. Abdul Carter is a fucking animal. My God.
And really the biggest thing is just the duo between Catron Allen and Nicholas Singleton is just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what we wanted out of Trevion and Quinshon.
And like you said, it just opens up the door for Drew Aller and Tyler Warren just endlessly.
Yeah, I think they could probably play the Notre Dame game very similarly to how they played this game and win.
And also, the beginning of this game was ridiculous. Penn State just looked like they were just running away with
it. Yeah, yeah. And then they really slowed it down. They were up 14-0 at the end of the first.
By the way, with the bracket and your guys' score predictions, the way you guys had it going was 36-19.
That's damn close.
Not far off.
That's literally 5 points.
That is for each team. That's the same difference.
And we both had Penn State, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys that's the same margin. That's close. Insane.
I think there might be another one that you guys had close. We'll see.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. We know ball. All you non-ball knowers can shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right. Whoever said Boise State was going to win.
Yeah, that's got
to go back
stupid.
To sleep. Go back to sleep, sweetheart.
Yeah, this ain't the fucking 2007 Fiesta Bowl. I don't know. No, fair enough.
Oh, shit.
All right, next game. Number 5 seed, Texas, 39. Oh, Tyreek Hill went ahead and said his time in Miami is over. All right.
There we go. Oh, Nathan's showing us something.
All right. 4th and inches.
Oh, no.
Dan Campbell.
Come on.
Obviously
I don't do
that going
no
for it. Play action on 4th and inches.
Ew. Did that get what tipped?
It had to have been tipped.
Or did that just slip out?
Pause. Oh, shit. I was about to say, or did the tip slip out?
Somebody
I would assume that got tipped.
Someone warmed Teddy Bridgewater up.
Warm up coach. I think it got tipped by number 90. Yep. Bullard.
At this point, just hand the ball off to Gibbs, bro.
Yeah. 4th and inches. Fuck it. Why not?
That was 4th down?
Yeah, 4th and inches.
Bro. Haha.
Crazy. All right, next game. Number 5, Texas, 39. Number 4, Arizona State, 31. Final in double overtime. Top 5 college football playoff football game of all time.
I was also wrong about this one.
I was pretty right.
I said Cam Scatabo wasn't going to be much of a factor, and he was the only reason that Arizona State has 31 points.
I think I had a decent prediction here, saying that yes, Texas could run away with this, but Arizona State is a capable team, and they're capable of keeping this game super close.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take full fault.
Scatabo was a fucking dog, man.
MVP. Of the Peach Bowl, and he lost.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's even crazier is what the guy said when he handed him that MVP trophy. That was voted on 7 minutes before this game was over. They were losing in regulation. That's insane. Sam Levitt was fine in the air. I wouldn't say he was great.
He was amazing on the ground.
On the ground, Sam Levitt was awesome. 13 carries, 60 yards.
The way he was
Cam Scatabo. 30 carries, 143, 2 touchdowns. He was pretty slow. He had a slow first half.
It looked like he was going to be a non-factor.
Yeah, yeah, the flu
was throwing up. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he was throwing up.
Oh, I thought he was just coked out.
No. Yeah, he was throwing up all over the
we
place.
We can all agree, when we were watching him warm up and everything and standing on the sidelines, it looked like he was coked out.
Yeah, no. It did. It did. I don't know. But yeah, he also had 8 receptions for 99 yards, including a 62-yard reception and a 42-yard passing touchdown. Genuinely one of the best performances you'll ever see in a college football playoff game, ever. Texas couldn't run the ball at all. That was, I think, the craziest part of this entire game to me, is that Sam Levitt had more rushing yards than Texas. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, Quintrevion Wisner, whoever, however you want to say it, has been one of the best running backs in the nation for the past, like, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months. Could not do anything this game. Arizona State showed up with a real defense in this game that I was very impressed by. I was more impressed, though, by Quinn Ewers' ability to step up and play in this game. The way that he showed up in this game made me think, all right, this guy's got a shot. This guy could declare for the draft potentially and be a relatively high draft pick. Or, you know, if they continue this run, if they show up and beat Ohio State, Quinn Ewers got some hell, like, extremely high draft stock. And 20 for 30, 322, three touchdowns, one pick. Great game for Quinn Ewers. Exactly what I was looking for out of him. Especially in the fourth quarter and overtime. Receiving game-wise on both ends.
I hate Gunnar Helm.
The all-time bad beat for Colin on Gunnar Helm. He had, longest reception. You had under 19.5, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And in regulation, longest was 17 yards, I believe. In overtime.
Double in the second overtime.
Second overtime. First play of second overtime, a 25-yard touchdown to Gunnar Helm. Crazy, crazy bad beat. Matthew Golden, though, had a great game. 7 receptions, 149, and a touchdown on the Arizona State side. We were going to talk about Scataboo kind of led the way there. Malik McLean had 1 touchdown reception. It was 42 yards. And they were missing, they're like number one wide receiver. I can't remember the guy's name, but he wasn't playing.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, I know who you're
I'm blanking
about.
On his name, but he wasn't there, which was a huge loss for them.
I have a question for you guys. Two of them. First one, should an SEC kicker be just as bad as a school who had to have open tryouts for a kicker?
No. Burt Auburn, all-time dog shit.
Actually, he was worse.
Yeah. No, Burt Auburn was worse than Karsten Kiefer, who is also ass. Burt Auburn. How stupid of Sark to go out there and be, like, laughing it up with him before that kick.
Yeah, make him feel good, and then he missed again.
Yeah. Like, Saban even said, he was like, I don't want to be anywhere near that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, no, I would not want to see my kicker before I send him out to do that shit. If anything, he's going to slap on the ass, and I tell him, if you miss this, you're gone.
Yeah. Second question. Should a field goal that bounces but is never touched at all count?
That should count. It went through the uprights.
I think it's cool.
It went through the uprights.
Arizona State, when his one missed kick, which would have won the game in regulation, it was short and bounced through.
Yeah.
Hey, that should count. It went through the uprights.
Do you think that should count if it's untouched?
No, because if it hits the ground, it's dead.
Yeah, but the chance that it bounces through is insane.
Because that's the whole thing. If it hits the ground in the end zone or
it's over.
Outside the field of play, it's out.
But if it would have hit the ground on the 1 yard line and then bounced through, does that count?
I don't think so, because that's technically a fumble.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
So then if it bounces in the end zone and goes through the uprights, I think it should count.
We need to make some corrections to the rule book.
I think it would still end up being a touchback because it hits the 1 yard line. It's a fumble at that point.
Yeah, Roger.
It goes out the back of the end zone.
Roger, give us a call, brother. We need to talk.
I just think it'd be a funny rule. Like one of those weird, like the free kick rule.
Yeah.
Where you can take
Would be cool. Because
like the chances of it happening are not high. Like
you shouldn't reward kickers for having a weak leg.
Yeah, but the chance that they get it to
bounce
I'm just saying.
Because
normally it's going to have backspin. It's not going to bounce forward.
Yeah. But yeah, Burt Auburn, go somewhere else, dude. It's not going to work out for you.
Try Auburn. They might need a kicker.
Kicking.
They don't want him.
Soccer balls, maybe. Try soccer.
They don't want him either.
That's true.
He doesn't have any accuracy.
He could be a goalie.
Maybe try rugby.
Yeah,
try straightening your hair.
Try cutting your hair.
That might work too. I know you're looking at me. I'm just going to.
Nah, I would never.
Nah.
But like Arizona State had to have open tryouts at the frat house.
All right, next game.
Like they said. Yeah. And you're still worse.
No, they still suck.
What was our score? Prediction?
Yeah, I think we're probably
you guys actually
well off.
Had the same difference as this score.
Oh, really?
You guys had it as 31-24.
Pretty good.
So I think I had this one 31-21.
I probably had
it
closer.
Wait, did you guys have it right before
I think I had
second overtime?
Fifth.
Or
that would
or
be.
I guess it would have been before
24.
If it was ever 31-21 at some point, that's what I had.
No, it wasn't. It was never 31-21. What did I have? Did I have 40?
I don't have them individually. I just have.
I don't know.
What
that's
it was
once very trick. Impressive to get the margin correct twice.
Yeah. All right, next game. Did...
Yeah, next game. Number eight
we
seed.
Probably, I'm going to say we probably didn't get this margin correct.
No. Number eight seed, Ohio State 41. Number one seed, Oregon 21. At one point, this was 34-0.
I had a feeling that Oregon was about to get their ass whooped.
They did. They did.
I didn't know that they were just going to like let Jeremiah Smith just do ungodly things to him.
And like I said, what?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeremiah Smith and Geno Smith are cousins.
Their skill does not correlate whatsoever.
No, not at all. I said on the college football show, if Ohio State comes out just like they did against Tennessee, Oregon has no chance. That's exactly what they did. They came out and just immediately started putting up points, and Oregon just does not have the quarterback to stay in this game. You didn't even give the running game a chance.
Jordan James got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. Nobody else did anything because there was no reason to. Dylan Gabriel was getting absolutely swarmed in the backfield. It was so fucking bad. Dylan Gabriel sucks. I think he's really bad.
The only reason he was even a Heisman favorite is just because his team was undefeated.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason.
That's the only reason.
He's garbage.
Tez Johnson, bag of butt, like broken bones just everywhere.
Yeah.
Trayshawn Holden balled out.
Dog. Trayshawn Holden's a dog. Seven receptions, 116, two touchdowns.
I wish he'd come back.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. On the Ohio State side, Jeremiah Smith, 7 receptions, 187, 2 touchdowns.
Also, Carnell Tate, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I think they hate Carnell Tate.
You needed 31 yards.
He got 1 reception for 10.
Come on, man.
Emeka Egbuka, 5 receptions, 72, and a touchdown for him. Ohio State just looked absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
They look unbeatable right now.
Yeah. Who let me say, like, earlier in the season that Ryan Williams was the best wide receiver in college football? Yeah.
I think Jeremiah Smith might just be the best receiver in college football. Not like the best freshman.
Not just the best receiver in college football.
It's him and McMillan.
Yeah.
Right there at the top. Jeremiah Smith, if he came out in this draft as a true freshman right now, he'd be the number one overall.
Can you imagine if he does this for the next 2 years?
Yeah. You know how much sucked if he could have come out this year and got drafted by the Titans first overall?
No, the Seahawks would have traded up to get him so Geno Smith could throw him passes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he does this for the next 2 years?
He might win a Heisman.
He'd probably go down as the best wide receiver in college of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's putting up Devontae Smith numbers, it's
unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. Can we see the sack numbers for Ohio State?
You don't want to see that.
That defense was crazy. Jack Sawyer, 2 sacks, of course. They sacked Dylan Gabriel 8 times. 2 for Cody Simon. 2 for JT Tuimoloa.
Also, Caleb Downs, best defensive player.
Yeah, Caleb Downs a fucking dog. Caden Curry.
What the fuck
had a
are
sack.
We doing, man?
Lathan Ransom had a sack.
I'm gonna crash out. Fuck.
Well, we can move on from this game. Ohio State dominated.
I miss him so fucking much.
This game does make me continue to wonder, what the fuck happened against Michigan? How did that happen?
It's just a rivalry, man.
It just makes no sense.
You never know what's going to happen on rivalry week.
Yeah, that's fair. And then the game that was supposed to be played directly after this one ended up being moved to the next day. We already talked about this on Friday's episode, but the horrific terrorist attacks happened. In New Orleans, delayed this game in a day to 4 p.m. on Friday. Notre Dame 23, Georgia 10. I think this just came down to Georgia's offensive play calling is still such a problem.
It's kind of scary. Sorry, before we get into the game, it's kind of scary because I knew a lot of people, I'm sure you did too, that were on Bourbon Street around the time that
didn't
that
know really anybody in New Orleans,
I
but
probably,
I knew there were a lot of people
I probably
there.
Knew about 20 people that were like down over in New Orleans at that time. And
yeah,
I'm just like,
super scary. I know one Georgia student passed away.
I know someone and an Alabama fraternity or it was either fraternity or sorority person was injured.
Gotcha. Yeah. Horrific. Absolutely horrific. And they've obviously done moments of silence across the nation for stuff. Because there are a lot of weird other things that happened throughout the world and throughout the nation that night. But this game happened the next day. And I'll be honest, I hated this game. Riley Leonard just bothers me as a player.
90 passing yards is insane.
He had 90 passing yards, 80 rushing yards, and hit one. That makes no sense. No sense at all. On Georgia's side, Gunnar Stockton played just fine, I think. I don't think there was anything that he did in this game that was necessarily bad.
His receivers have bricks for hands.
Yeah. The unbelievable drops. Just like time after Dylan Bell's drop was just the worst. Wide ass open, going to be a touchdown. Like, pretty much just goes to, like, pull it in, just knees it out of his own hands. Arian Smith had some drops. Dominic Lovett definitely had some drops in this game. It was fucking unreal. What's the name of that walk-on corner? Parker Jones.
You will not be.
Brother.
You will not be a Bulldog.
I hope you enjoyed
year.
Being a walk-on for one season. You're done. Adios.
You can't do that, man.
No, dude. Congratulations. I'm sure in 3 years you'll have your like finance degree from UGA. You'll be buzzing, and somebody's going to be like, yeah, so, you know, what'd you do at school? And be like, yeah, I played football for 1 year under Kirby Smart at Georgia, and then I just stepped away from the game.
And then people are going to type Parker like, Jones, oh, UGA football, and they're just going to see that, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're not giving you a job.
Yeah, no, he's getting his ass kicked.
Someone's like, you cost me $500 that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay up.
Yeah. No, Parker Jones, adios, buddy. You might want to hide, honestly. And like, I don't want anything to happen to the kid. He's just a guy. He's just a kid. Happens.
Change your name.
Hide. Change your name.
Change your
Go
name.
Go to a different country, dude.
Become a degenerate gambler. Change your name.
I don't know about that. Let's not encourage degenerate gambling.
I'm reading now that UGA's athletics website crashed because of how many people went looking for his name and any information on him.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if it's because of that, but there was no information on his page. It's just his name, his measurables,
well, I think it's just
to
walk on.
He might not have any stats, but they put nothing.
Kirby called him up and be like, get that motherfucker's page off of my website.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Like, absolutely crazy.
I get it. You're excited. Big play is about to happen.
Get the fuck off the white. Everybody knows
also,
that.
Also, you should not be that close to the field if you're not dressed out.
Yeah, bro, you're a fucking undressed out walk-on. You should be standing as close to the locker room as possible.
You should be behind the cheerleaders.
Like, yeah.
The cheerleaders are more important than you.
You should be, like, giving them water. yeah, Georgia just looked fucking awful on offense. And the defense was fine. It's just they couldn't stay off. Like, they couldn't keep the defense off the field. And so, of course, Notre Dame ended up just kind of naturally scoring points.
Also, like... Everything going on with Kirby's dad.
Yeah.
And everything. Like,
yeah. So Kirby's dad fell, I believe is what happened.
Prior.
And went to the hospital, had to get surgery, and they did the surgery, and the way that it was put is just like he couldn't take it. He didn't.
Probably lost too much blood.
Yeah. I think it's just what happens when you're a pretty old man and you have an incident like that. So Kirby dealing with all that. And everything that's already just happened the night before, and trying to coach this team when your whole game got moved almost an entire day later, and all this different stuff that just keeps on happening, makes things really difficult.
Are they related?
Yeah, they're brothers. Yeah, yes. Oscar and Henry Delp. Yeah. They both went to West Forsyth, I think.
Yeah, no, all respect to Kirby, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
No, I would not have been able to coach a full game after that.
I was very close to the score of this game, though.
Yeah. No, shout out to Notre Dame. I kind of winning by all means necessary. I think they're going to get stomped by Penn State, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I don't know. I don't like Notre Dame at all after this one. I know they won, but fuck, that was not good. Yeah. Just not good in my eyes. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the semifinal games. We'll start with Penn State Notre Dame, the Orange Bowl, Thursday, 7:30 this week.
Give me Penn State.
I'm definitely going Penn State as well. The only thing that concerns me is the passing game for Penn State. If Notre Dame steps up, plays well on defense, I don't think they're going to stop the run, but they're going to defend the run way better than Boise State did last week.
It's going to be...
If Drew Aller is forced to have the ball in his hands, I don't know if he can throw 35 passes in a game and be successful. That's where I'm at.
I think Tyler Warren's going to get tired.
Yeah.
But the thing that I like the most about Penn State is this. You just played Ashton Jeanty, best running back in the country. But they can't go in thinking, okay, we don't have to. You're going to have to stack the box again this week.
Not necessarily, but I know what you mean.
If
Riley Leonard will punish you in the passing game way more than Maddox Madsen will, but Jeremiah Love is a very good running back.
I force him. You saw that he just had 90 passing yards.
Yeah.
In a college football playoff game. Force him to beat you in the
agree.
Air.
I agree.
Penn State's got some of the best corners in all of college football.
Yeah.
Play man, let him go to
work.
Yeah,
and I think the good thing about Penn State is that they have such a strong defensive line. They could rush four and still be successful. It's just you have to be aware of the running game with them.
Yeah.
So you can't blitz every time if you're Penn State. Got to just play it slow sometimes with
gotta
this Notre Dame team.
Got to keep a spy for Riley Leonard.
Definitely got to keep a spy for Riley Leonard.
Honestly, try to trap him a lot.
Yeah.
Try to think that there's an opening to run and just fucking light his ass up because I fucking hate him.
Okay.
Yeah. Abomination of a quarterback.
No, he sucks. I think he's awful.
How the fuck are you winning playoff games?
Yeah, I don't know. I something about this game for some reason makes me think it's going to be close.
Oh, I think.
But I feel like Penn State should also just kind of beat the shit out.
I think both defenses will just keep it close.
Yeah. Man, I can't.
Because what this is down in Florida, down in Orlando.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I'm saying. Two north teams that you just like. You don't want to travel down there either.
Nah, if I would put this game in Buffalo or Cleveland.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's any bowl games in either of those.
That would be sick. Maybe yeah. Antarctica.
Okay, I don't know about that.
I'm gonna go. Tough. I'm gonna 31-28 Penn State.
Okay.
I don't know if there's gonna be that many points. That's still a little high.
Points. I'm going to go...
I even like 24-21.
I'm going to go 27-21 Penn State.
Okay. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to change it. 27-24 Penn State.
Okay. All right. Nathan?
Nathan, you got that? Of course you didn't.
27-21 Penn State for me. And Colin's got 27-24
Penn State. Penn State is going to go to the national championship.
Crazy to say. James Franklin.
Are we really about to have a Big Ten national championship?
I think we're about to have a Big Ten national championship.
No, we're not.
I think we are.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
Well, let's talk about it. Number 5 seed Texas taking on the number 8 seed Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl Friday, 7:30.
Horns up, baby.
It's the Cotton Bowl. It is a that's a big factor here.
Home game.
Home game, pretty much. For Texas.
They don't got to play a Mercedes-Benz anymore, so they're going to play a lot better.
Yeah, and Quinn Ewers' revenge game, if you can even call it that, he just stood on the sidelines for a year.
I'm fucking scared, man.
I think Ohio State's going to win, dude. What does Texas have that's going to stop Jeremiah Smith from fucking them in the first quarter?
Nothing.
Exactly. And what tells you that Quinn Ewers is going to play extremely good? Good enough to score points on this Ohio State defense early in this game.
I think that Oregon putting up 21 even last week is still concerning.
I think that...
Because that offense
I think
was
that the
broken.
Way that the way that Ohio State stopped the run in Oregon, or with Oregon, tells me they're probably going to be able to stop the run. Maybe not as extremely.
Well, against Oregon, that was their main focus. That's what they mainly prepped for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was stopping the run. You can't do that with Texas. Texas, they can run and they can pass.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think this is going to be a game where there's no defenses. It's going to be like the first team to get a turnover is going to be the one that wins because they're each going to just take turns scoring.
Ohio State's defense is so good.
I
think they're going to pressure Quinn a lot, and I think Quinn is going to have some flashbacks of Georgia. That's what I think. I think he's going to struggle.
I also have a little bias. I'm going to go and say right now I have a little bias.
I don't want Ohio State to win. Well, I'll say that right now.
If Texas wins, I might be getting tickets to the Natty.
Ah, gotcha.
Because I have a family friend. They're Ohio State fans. They bought tickets, but they're only going if Ohio State goes.
Interesting. Well, personally, I think that family friend is going to be going. I'm going to take Ohio State. I hate that I have to. No fucking gulping, dude. Come on. I'm going to take Ohio State.
Oh, fuck.
35-31, Ohio State. No, 35-28, Ohio State.
I was about to say that. You had a close there. Yeah,
no. That's a tough right. difference. I hate that. I hate it. I hate that so much.
Give me number five.
Texas.
Texas over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Burt Auburn's going to hit a game-winning field goal.
Don't do this, dude.
Game-winning field goal.
Don't do this to yourself.
38-35.
Damn. All right, Nathan. 38-35, Texas.
Redemption game for Burt Auburn.
And I've got Ohio State 35-28.
I'm going to throw up.
I hate this game, dude.
This game just pisses me off because I don't want to root for either team.
No, I don't either. I don't want to root for any of these four teams.
Honestly, I don't mind.
I have reason to root against all of these teams except Texas, but I don't want Texas to win.
I don't mind rooting for Penn State.
I do, because I have pretty much...
You've dogged on them.
I've dogged James Franklin a lot this season.
Oh, wow. So we got $6 million.
Yeah, Gino hit his incentives today. $2 million.
He looks homeless.
Why?
Just the way, like...
hair?
I'm sorry, like, it just... Take a football jersey off, and I would think he looks homeless. That just might be the old man in me.
Maybe. I don't know.
I've been going to bed early recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Like, Nathan, I went to bed during, like, the first quarter.
It's nice.
Last night.
Yeah. It's a good feeling.
I'm opening the door. I'm out, bro.
That's such a funny quote for Tyreek Hill. Oh, my God.
You can't tell me he's not just a shorter Antonio Brown.
Nah, he's not as problematic as Antonio Brown.
Not yet.
Which is saying a lot, because Tyreek has certainly had his controversies. All right, let's wrap up with some bowl games. A little bit of bowl talk here. Number 11, Alabama 13, Michigan 19 in the ReliaQuest Bowl. That happened. Milroe, after the game, declares for the draft. Ugh. I don't know about that one. Questionable.
He probably got some threats from Alabama saying, if you return, we're going to riot.
Yeah, no, they were going to force him into the portal for the draft.
I still thought that maybe going to an ACC school would have
maybe
benefited him more.
I don't know.
I think that the SEC is too much for him.
Yeah, but that means the NFL is too much for him.
I think the NFL is going to be way too much for him.
I agree. Michigan was weird. Certainly give you some promise for the coming years, especially because all their best players are sitting out.
Yeah, their defense looks so fucking good, and it wasn't even their fucking starters.
No. No, Wink Martindale, fantastic defensive coordinator.
They're almost their whole first string of every they have so many players getting drafted in that sat out because they have like six guys that are probably going first round.
Yeah. They got a lot of really good players.
The only thing they were missing was a fucking quarterback.
Yep.
But they recruited one of the best ones in the country.
Exactly. They are getting one of the best.
So Michigan might be dangerous in the next couple
of years. They might be. I just have to see Sharon Moore be a good head coach. Yeah. That's what it will take. No, what happened?
Florida State has got somebody to
Is it Squirrel transfer. White?
It is.
Yeah,
Squirrel
I saw that
White.
Earlier.
Yeah.
I wish we had a fucking today. Quarterback to throw to him.
Yeah. Hopefully there will be somebody.
Think about transfers. It. Squirrel White. 80-yard touchdown from Thomas Castellanos.
Yeah, I'd rather do things I can't
It could be worse. It could be Jalen Milroe.
You should go look at the family group chat where Ethan just sent a squirrel emoji and the white color emoji and just confused the hell out of our father.
Nice. Yeah, Dad has no idea who Squirrel White is.
What? How does he not know who Squirrel White
does.
Is?
He was just confused as fuck what squirrel white circle meant.
I guess that's fair. Next game, number 15, South Carolina 17, number 20, Illinois 21 in the Citrus Bowl. Those two games pretty well killed the SEC's record in hypothetical games. Because those were two schools that were complaining about not making the playoff and then proceeded to lose to Big Ten teams that were by far not in the playoff. And then you had Duke 20, number 14, Ole Miss 52 in the Gator Bowl. And like Colin talked about, Jackson Dart put on a fucking show in his final game in college.
Looks potentially so good.
Lane said he might not even go to the draft, which would be crazy. If Lane convinces Jackson Dart to stay, that will be like an all-time keep. Keeping him out of going to the league after that is crazy.
That would be just insane.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It was an impressive game, though, for Ole Miss. All right. There was obviously other bowl games that happened, but there's not really any worth talking about. Shout out Louisville getting the second win of bowl season for the ACC.
I gotta get my fun fact.
Nathan, do you have the final tallies for the bowl season pick'em?
Oh, do I?
All right, this is the conclusion of Beer Bets right here and now.
Win or lose, it was fun.
Yes, we'll run it back next year.
So we said that the winner gets a 6-pack, right?
Yep.
All Maybe right. a 30 rack, we'll see.
Ooh.
Jesus.
I don't All want right. a 30 rack.
Maybe I'm going to go from fourth to first, by the way, here.
Fourth is probably going to be me.
With 15, correct, out of 36, I think. We have Megan.
Okay.
My girlfriend.
That makes me feel much better.
Thank God.
Yeah. Shout out Megan, but
in third
God.
Place.
Colin.
Also known as tied for second or third.
What?
Also known as tied with 15. We had Luke.
Wait, he also had 15?
Yes.
So they were tied for fourth?
Yes.
Got it.
I'm happy that we have.
Yeah, I'm glad it's us two.
Unless I'm tied with them as well.
That would be funny.
Sorry,
is it a four-way tie?
Colin had 15.
Oh.
Why you got to do that?
So did Grayson.
Oh.
Luke had 18.
But I won the tiebreaker.
Yes, but Luke won the whole thing.
But I don't care.
You won the tiebreaker between you and Colin.
I won the tiebreaker.
Congrats to Luke.
Honestly, I'm glad I won the tiebreaker because imagine if I didn't give him that stipulation for Navy Army, I would have just won by three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Grayson, you got two right after the update.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Colin was able to swing a bunch, and I think any one that somebody else got, Luke also got.
Damn.
For the last couple. And there was, I think, two that Luke was the only person to get it right.
Wow.
So
good job, Luke.
It was a huge swing over here while I was tallying these up.
That's crazy. All right.
Shout out to Luke. Well, congratulations. Bowl pick'em winner.
I'll let you know what I want.
I didn't think it would come down to a tiebreaker.
I didn't either.
I put the tiebreaker in there for fun, just in case.
I'm glad we did it, though.
I didn't think I was actually going to need it.
On the dot is crazy. Absolutely insane. Well, that was a fun thing to do throughout the season. I don't know. We could probably execute it a little bit better for bowls. I think we could do something a little bit better than that. But it was still a fun way to conclude all those picks. How does my parlay look right now?
Probably not great. Being 10-6. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not great.
Not great. Darnold, what the fuck was that, dude?
Let's see. I can pull up the stats real quick.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Nick, can we see the box score one more time before we get out of here?
What do you need?
Amon-Ra receiving yards.
He has 53.
Okay, so that's a hit.
Okay.
Gibbs longest catch over 14.
He still has two receptions for -2 yards. Okay.
Tim Patrick over 18.5.
He has two catches for 15 yards.
And then Darnold over 294.5.
He has 93.
9 for 21. Damn.
Oh man.
Yeah, we're not in. It's fine.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, make sure you guys are subscribed here on YouTube. Turn on post notifications and give us a like. Comment who you think is going to win each of the semifinal games. And follow us on the join the Second Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort. Make sure you are following us on Instagram, on TikTok, and subscribe here on YouTube for the YouTube short for Luke's Premier League Team of the Month for the month of December, coming out on Wednesday on all three of those platforms, Instagram Reels, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts. If you're on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars, give us a follow on there. And Colin, got us a fun fact to start off our week.
Do I?
Do you? That's what I just asked. He's still looking, but that's fine.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. First fun fact of the year.
Oh, shit.
First fun fact of 2025.
I didn't know this, but you might have known this.
Okay.
Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't really think of that ever.
But you also have a cloud weighs around a million tons.
I like that. Yeah.
You have little kids be like, I'm picking up a cloud. No, fuck you're not.
No, you're not, you weak bitch. Yeah.
Don't say that shit ever again. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're just going to grow up to be a weak little bitch.
Okay. Wow.
Pipe down, pipsqueak. Papa's coming.
What?
Papa.
All right. I think that's a fantastic
shout out to you, Spencer.
It's a fantastic way to end the show tonight. We appreciate everybody that tuned in, and we are excited because the next time that Colin is here, actually, the next time that I'm here, we'll be talking about the playoffs. Luke will be previewing.
Oh, shit. Cam Akers.
What a run by Cam Akers. And Darnold's over is not hitting today. The next time we're here, when I'm here on Friday's episode with me and Luke, we will be previewing Super Wild Card Weekend and a number of other things as well. But when me and Colin are back here on Monday, we will be recapping Wild Card Weekend, except for the Monday night game, which, by the way, third and long next week. I've decided. I know it's a little late in the episode to start promoting it. Third and long next week. Monday night, wild card game, third and long.
Oh, Tuesday's going to be such a bad day at work.
Yeah. Monday night.
Are we putting together a parlay again?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
If you fuck this one up, I'm going to hurt you.
I have not been doing very well. Let's say that. I've not been doing very well in my bets.
Just call your cousin.
Nope. I'm good. I'll do it without him. Yeah. Third and long. Monday, wild card game. I hope I'm not sick by the time me and Luke record on Thursday.
There's been something going around.
Yeah, definitely something going around. All right. Anything else that we need to touch on before we get out of here? It's 10-6 right now. Detroit still got the lead.
Hopefully.
Vikings trying something here.
That's not a touchdown.
Okay. That is going to do it for us, guys. I will see you guys on Friday. Colin will see you guys next Monday. Please enjoy your week. Enjoy the first full week of 2021. Jesus. I really missed on that one. 2025.
Wait, you said 2021?
Yeah.
Brother.
I think I just saw the one for January on my prep sheet, and it made me think 2021. 2025, 4 years later than that. Enjoy the first week of it, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Deuces.